Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we put to bed all conversations about Jaden Daniels' knee and the knee brace? Those should be over, right? After yesterday?
For me, 100%. I mean, I was concerned, and if you want to yell at me for being concerned, that's fine. If you want to make fun of me for being concerned, that's fine. I was here, man, just like a lot of you guys were, when my quarterback that was very athletic, I was told to not worry about the knee brace. I don't do that. I don't do the don't worry about that thing when my quarterback, who is so splendid and so wonderful and a gift to us, is wearing a knee brace because everything's not that quite okay, right? I mean, you don't wear knee braces when everything's fine. You wear knee braces because something happened. And when I'm told to not worry about it, and you told me about that he was fine last year when his rib was broken, you lost your credibility with me, and that's fine. You don't have to worry about that. You're going to do the thing that you think is best. But I was going to be concerned. I'm not now. I saw the thing I needed to see. He looked like himself. He was explosive. He was quick. He was smooth. He was powerful. Throwing the football, could step in. You know, there were a couple of moments where I'm going, oh, my God, why are you taking that hit? And even once when Tom Brady scolded him on the telecast where he, you know, cut back inside and probably fought for an extra yard or two. Cool that you got the extra yard. Thank you. But please don't expose yourself to that kind of hit where you're getting held up and something else comes in and cleans your clock. Just go down, please. Stay away from everybody. But in general, thought he protected himself and was good to go.
Apparently, Tom Brady had a lengthy discussion with him this week about protecting himself.
Is that right?
Which we said it on the telecast like five times, which I find interesting, by the way, because, well, for two reasons. One, I thought Tom Brady didn't have this insider access to players to build relationships as an owner who runs free agency for the Raiders. It's kind of curious, right? Oh, wait, of course he has that inside access. Stop yelling at me that he doesn't. That's number one. And number two, Jaden actually, I thought, did a much better job heeding some of the advice from one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. There were a couple of plays, to your point, and that's going to happen, by the way, especially when you're scrambling and it's not a designed run. There are just times where if you're running in the middle of the field or between the numbers, you're going to take a hit. There's going to be awkward, precarious ways where your body's contorted when you take shots. And it's what's happened when he's gotten hurt last year with the broken rib and this year with, you know, whatever happened in that knee that cost him 3 weeks and a couple of games. But I thought that calling the design run on the second play was awesome. I talked earlier about why I loved it, setting up Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt in the running game and some other things that they did. But didn't that just tell you right then and there they have zero reservations?
No, it did. I hated the specific call, like a QB power play towards the middle of the field. He's running behind the left guard after like a little counter action. But the idea, the concept of letting him run just to, I don't know if it's to set fans' minds at ease, but just to let the defense know, hey, we're going to be here, right? This is not a compromise type guy. Would have loved a read option look or something different, but beggars can't be choosers. But yes, the concept of that, to let you know, no. This is still a threat, by the way. You have to account for this. I thought it was smart.
And the way he moved on that play also said, this guy is perfectly fine. I know he lost yards. He got like picked up and slammed, basically. It didn't work. But you saw the explosive first step. You saw that twitch of, because it was one of the most sudden quarterback design draws, carries, runs, whatever you're going to call it, out of the gun that we've seen in a couple years, where the second he got the snap, they've got the puller coming, and he's getting behind to try to go slam the football, you know, off tackle, basically. And, again, play didn't work, but I just thought that one snap, it was the second play of the game, everything I needed to see. We just don't get to see that in practice. That's not it. Something they're going to show when the media is out there, when the cameras are rolling. But there, right then and there, you go, okay, Jaden Daniels is fine. So that's kind of when I put it to bed. Now, he slipped all over the place at the beginning of the game, and he ended up changing his cleats. They mentioned on the broadcast, silent reporter said he had to go to cleats. He was wearing new cleats that he'd never worn before. I'd like him to never wear those again.
Yeah, now we know. Don't do that ever again.
Whatever those cleats were, let's just wear those pregame, but not during the game.
Let's have a ceremony where we burn them.
He could keep them if he wants. Maybe he likes
them. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Why does he have to burn them?
I just never want to see him again.
Okay.
I want to remove the temptation.
It's probably a way to do the second one without the first one, right?
Yeah, but
just don't wear them. You can keep him in his closet.
Okay.
But he ends up, as the game goes on, getting better and better and better. And I thought we kind of saw the old Jaden Daniels, because that was the discussion after the opener against the Giants was he didn't really play at his 2024 form. Understandable. The Packers game was actually just downright bad. It was quite literally statistically, in a lot of ways, his worst career start. They held him in the pocket. They didn't let him run. I know he ended up getting banged up as the game went on anyway. But all of the metrics from a runner, from a passer standpoint, it was when you total them all up, it's the worst start that he's had. To see him get it going on the road and against a top five statistical defense and a coordinator in Jesse Minter who has chops and is going to be a head coach, and that was mostly healthy. You know, you can belittle the defensive performance if you want to because the Chargers offensive line's awful and all the injuries they're dealing with, and Amarion Hampton, who is having a huge couple quarters, ends up getting hurt and isn't available as the game goes on or whatever. There's no real good excuses on the other side of the ball. I'm not telling you that every Charger was 100% and healthy and they didn't have anybody missing. I'm just saying that is the group that will finish seventh or whatever in the NFL in defense this year. And Daniels was the best for 2.5 quarters that he's been at any point this season, and you could drop that second half performance in last year and it would fit in perfectly, I think, with his fringe MVP rookie of the year season.
I thought so. It, as you said, slow beginning, which I understood. I thought it would be kind of workmanlike the entire game. Just because, again, the you had no preseason, no on the grass with your stars. You had no Terry McLaurin, no Noah Brown. Zach Ertz wasn't a factor. I think one target, maybe two targets, but it was the there was a miss early on a first down throw, I think, and that was that. I just didn't think you'd see Jaden Daniels just yet. It wasn't fair to ask it for him to put the cape on. And through the game, you could see him get more and more comfortable, more and more secure, kind of fell into the rhythm, and it was like the there you are, Peter moment from Peter Pan. Oh, that's him. That's right. That's the superstar. That's the guy that you cannot account for. That's the guy that you can't stop, who makes when you're wrong, he makes you right and breaks the backs of defenses. You got him in the grasp until you don't, until that fourth down is converted. That was the cheat code. You saw it as the game progressed. The overall numbers won't blow you away, but I think that was belied by what it looked like as the game went on. The first couple of drives, you know, it's pedestrian. It is what it is. It's fine. And maybe we're in for kind of one of those lower ceiling performances, knowing that you have to walk before you can run. I thought it would be next week, maybe the week after, you'd finally see him as himself. Nope. By the time, you know, that second quarter touchdown drive happened, there you go. Now he's himself.
So the question I want to pose to people then, number one, if you want to weigh in on the knee discussion, you can. It feels like that should be put to bed and never brought up again, short of another injury happening, right? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. But more largely, I think there's a better dialogue to have here, which is, do we feel like Daniels is back? And it was only two games. There wasn't any major concern, I don't think. But he played eight quarters of football that looked very little like last year. And the first quarter kind of matched those eight. But as the game went on yesterday, that was the guy that gave you the thrill of a lifetime and an NFC championship game berth and the magical run in the postseason last year. That was the guy that won the Rookie of the Year and messed around and got himself into the MVP conversation. Do you think that this is kind of a progression not having been linear? Like, we're back. That we can kind of put the flag in the ground and say, okay, speed bump start of the year, but this is the new expectation now, is that he looks like that again every single week.
I think so. And again, as long as he's not hurt, as long as he's not compromised. We saw what it looks like when he is and when he isn't. Last year with the broken rib, not the same dude. When the rib was healed, he's Superman again. I think so. And my point all along, my thesis about this team coming into the season was, whatever the reason, whoever you wanted to blame, blame whatever you'd like. All the rest days, all the off days, lack of time on the grass, lack of preseason reps, not having the joint practices with Baltimore, just the way the whole beginning of the year went, they were going to get off to a sluggish start on offense, and Daniels would be included in that. Then you add in the injury, and it was going to take a little bit of time. I think the time has been taken. I think he's him.
Pushback for me on that was his accuracy, and it could be all those same things that you just talked about that are the reasons for it, probably is. But you're almost lumping it in like it was a systematic issue and he was part, like, fell victim to it, if that makes sense, the way you kind of describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there were plenty of plays where there's open guys and he's missing in ways that he didn't last year. In fact, yesterday, it didn't happen as much as the game went on, but the ball that sailed Ertz, middle of the field, there might have been five of those, I feel like, all last season. And maybe the farther we get along, the more we forget the one little play here or there and we kind of think the whole year was perfect. But I don't remember, like, misfires very often.
Well, remember, his first throw of the preseason and the first throw of the first regulation game is like Rex Grossman, Jay Schrader,
right,
you know, cannon from 2 feet away throwing it out of bounds. But yeah, I mean, there were plenty of those things. It's quarterbacking.
Of course, it's not perfect, but I'm just saying the accuracy through two games was worse than any kind of two-game stretch at any point last year, which may have a lot to do with time on the field and practice and reps and not throwing in August and all that stuff. But those are not systematic things largely. When he had time and when he was in the pocket, he was missing stuff that he didn't miss last year. Now, I just took it as he's going to get this thing going really soon, and he just didn't have enough work this summer, probably. I don't mean practices. I mean, like, game stuff, and hopefully they do the preseason a little differently. Or they won't, by the way. He's so important. Teams do this all the time with Matt Stafford or other starters, where I will take two rusty weeks of you being a C version of yourself to keep you fully healthy, and by week three or four, you're cooking. And maybe this is what would have happened. I said when he got hurt before Mariota played against the Raiders, getting ready for that game, that Vegas defense was by far still this moment the worst defense that they played.
Yeah, I thought that would have been the Cincinnati game from last year.
It would have been the coming out party where he goes 21 of 25 for 217 and two touchdowns and no picks and runs for 52. And it would have just literally been, I think, the two rough weeks and then week three. You had to wait a couple extra weeks because of the injury. So it might have been the rust thing, but the accuracy. And again, early in this game, I mentioned the Ertz play. There was a Jalen Lane throw. There were a couple things. But the one that got him going was that 3rd-and-16 dart to Lane. It was an awesome seam ball. From that point forward, it was like, wow, this is it. This is what I remember.
Yeah, you're invited to the Jaden Daniels
Decisive,
show.
Decisive.
Yep.
You know, quick release, just made it happen.
And it's everything.
And some of the throws downfield to Debo, the touch balls.
Oh, yeah.
Over, like, layered over into windows over top of defenders were just perfect.
Yeah, touch throws, feathery, you know, whether you got to step into one, whether you're throwing on the run. Again, there should have been touchdown to Chris Moore that he didn't catch, which I will stick in my craw for a long time. But those moments, you just go, there he is, where he's playing at a different speed than everybody else. And I know Josh Allen didn't play great last night, but when it's going that way, Chris Collinsworth, actually, who actually made a great point, is like, it looks like what a dad does when he's playing with his kids. Where it's like, oh, you can't get me on this one. And you could do whatever. Except these are NFL football players, where they are trying so hard. And it's like they're sprinting and he's just sort of scanning the field and sort of gently sidesteps you. Is that not really bothered, but you hit him and you sort of like fall off him. For Daniels, it's just sort of, I'm already thinking three steps after I've dodged you. I know what I'm going to do, but I'll dodge you first, but it's an afterthought. Whereas you're doing everything you possibly can just to get a fingertip on me. When he's right, it looks like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.